Okay, comparative browning susceptibility of genomically diverse banana cultivars in the southeastern United States.
Aloha, everyone. I'm so honored to present part of my PhD dissertation with the title of Comparative Browning Susceptibility of Genomically Diverse Banana Cultivars in the Southeastern United States. I would like to start with this slide. If you guys go to a grocery store and you have all of these bananas as option available there, which one do you prefer to choose? Look at F. Come on. Have a look at F. Right. So most people usually choose this one and this one and maybe this one. So actually this one is the commercial banana cultivars that you know as Cavendish or Williams. It's a subgroup of triploid AAA cultivars of Musa acuminata. The World Health Organization, or WHO, recommends eating at least 400 grams of fruits and vegetables per day to be healthy. Banana is considered as a major global food staple, which has per capita consumption of 4.5 kilograms in the U.S. So it is considered as the fourth most important food in the world after rice, wheat, and maize. Recently, there is an increased promotion and awareness of healthy diets. And because of that, there is high demand for fresh fruits and vegetables. The United States is still the number one in consumption and importer of banana in the world. U.S. banana import is 1.1 billion annually. Hawaii is the only state in the United States that produces Cavendish and apple bananas on a commercial scale. Other than bananas are produced in Hawaii and Florida simply for local consumption. After this introduction about banana producing and consumption, I'm going to talk about banana browning, which is the major post-harvest concern of banana during handling and shipment. It's considered as a physiological disorder, not a pathogenic disorder, and it can occur naturally during maturation process, ripening, and senescence. Initially, there are some very small and brown spots, and then they progressively increase in number and size. And finally, the spots become black and overlap, and they cover the whole skin of banana. For sure, this disorder reduces the attractiveness of fruit and marketing value. Most of the consumers assume that the banana, which is browned, is in low quality and it's not eatable. In some cultivars, browning disorder happens in overripe stage, and in some other, it happens in earlier stages. So we can say that some cultivars are more susceptible to browning. And as I mentioned, browning could be happened naturally during ripening and senescence, and it also can cause by stress like low temperature or low relative humidity. In this slide, I would like to have different kind of browning. The first one is named spotting, which is a result of enzymatic reaction during ripening, senescence, and at the time of stress. The second one is bruising, which is as a result of rubbing the fruits against each other during shipment and handling. And the last one is bronzing, which actually happens because of the stress during the flower emergence and development stages. I would like to have a brief explanation about browning mechanism. During ripening, senescence, and stress, hydrogen peroxide as a free radical, as free radical is produced, and it causes cell membrane degradation in a process that we call it lipid peroxidation. This reaction is catalyzed by an enzyme named lipogenase. And there are some byproducts. Among them, MDA or malonaldehyde is the one that I'm going to talk about it during my presentation. This cell membrane degradation brings these enzymes, the Browning enzymes, PPO, POL, and POD, to the substrate. And the substrate in banana, the most important one, the main one, is dopamine, which is a kind of flavonoid. Oxidation happens, and dopamine is converted to dopamine quinone, which is colorless. And after several reactions, finally, it produces melanin, which is a brown pigment. And there we go. We have the brown banana. With this information in mind, we designed an experiment to determine the effect of maturity stage on peel and pulp browning discoloration, and also to determine browning susceptibility of different banana cultivars in the southeastern United States. So we chose some cold hardy banana cultivars varying in genotype from southeastern of United States. It was from Pohaki, near Miami. Banana bunches were harvested at full three-quarter stage of maturity when they were completely green. And we kept them in a storage room with 20 degrees Celsius temperature and 95% humidity, and just let them to be ripe. And then in four different maturity stages, we grabbed some fruits randomly. The maturity stages that we considered were mature green, transition ripe, and overripe. And then we cut the samples, prepared them, and we stored them immediately in minus 80 Celsius in ultra freezer. All sample preparation, extraction, and all of the procedures were performed under amber fluorescent lightening condition to prevent photooxidation. We measured hydrogen peroxide as a free radical, and we measured MDA or malonaldehyde as a byproduct of lipid peroxidation, and we also measured degree of browning. So in this slide, you again can see the pictures of all the cultivars that we used. You can see the difference between genomes and ploidy, and difference in size, shape, and color in different maturity stages. I also put a column for ripe internal. With a look to hydrogen peroxide results in peel, we can see that all of the cultivars had also the same pattern. Hydrogen peroxide decreased from mature green to transitional and then significantly increased in fully ripe and then decreased again. Just Candarian and Saba didn't show the significant differences between maturity stages. The same result we got for hydrogen peroxide in pulp decreased from mature green to transition and then significantly increased in fully ripe and then decreased. In Hua Mua, the highest value was observed in mature green and also in Pisang Raja. For MDA as lipid peroxidation product byproduct, we can see that MDA production is increased by progressing maturity stages, and all of the cultivars showed the highest amount in overripe. Fia, Hua Mua, Candarian, and Pisang Raja also had the high amounts in fully ripe stage. Almost the same result for pulp. The highest values are observed in fully ripe and overripe stages. And for degree of browning, again, degree of browning is increased significantly during maturity stages, and the highest values were observed in overripe. And as you can see, huamua overripe and pisang raja overripe showed the highest values for degree of browning in peel. The results for degree of browning in pulp showed almost the same pattern, increasing during maturity and the highest values in overripe with the higher amount for overripe huamua. So for conclusion, as I mentioned, browning is the most post-harvest issue of banana during handling and marketing. Browning limits shelf life of the banana and reduces its commercial value. Browning susceptibility in banana cultivars varies in different genomes. The significant increase of hydrogen peroxide appeared prior to the time of fruit browning and the accumulation of MDA, which indicate the role of hydrogen peroxide in the initiation of fruit browning. This study helps to understand the role of free radicals like hydrogen peroxide and cell membrane damage and fruit browning during ripening and senescence. Our data also highlights the importance of maturity and selection of genotype adaptable to southeastern U.S., the scene for development of local niche market and health promotion. There are more continuous researches to be found out to understand enzymatic browning and the relationship among the decomposition enzyme, the termination products of lipid peroxidation, and the development of the brown color, which is actually the next step of my experiment. We're going to measure the activity of enzymes PPO, POD, and POL. And here is some literature citation that I used during this presentation. And at the end, I would like to thank my advisor, Dr. Woods, who is not here, unfortunately, and other committee members, and Dr. Marisa Wall, who is here, and I'm so thankful for that. And thank you for you guys, for your attention, and for your patience. And I would like to say that this picture is from my hometown where I was born.